Hey, Ted, I'm going to build a poop. I want the baby with you.
Oh, hello?
Yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm sorry. I had went from my computer a second, and I didn't know I had a call. But
you would, man.
okay, so my name is Amaya. I'm calling from the Alabama Department. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
Anthony Mason.
Okay, and sir, can you provide me your social security number?
419-15. I'm just not trying to make a file a claim.
That's fine. We're going to do that.
Y'all going to do
that? We is going to do that. I can help you file a claim.
Okay then. All right.
That was with that social again?
Social security number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 419-15-8207.
Verify your first and last name, your date of birth.
March 15, 1964.
Anthony Mason?
Yes, ma'am, that's me.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
You consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am, unemployment, laid off.
Okay, I'm asking you these questions. We're going to get to that in a second. Did you serve on active duty in the military?
No military.
Okay, and do you have an Alabama driver license?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and provide me that Alabama driver license number.
Okay, you don't feel my number. Okay, just a minute, let me get out my wallet. Okay, it's 516-1098.
That was 516-1098.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir. And if you are approved for benefits, your options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card.
Guess the card. I don't have nothing to go to prepaid. Go to the bank.
You want to or no?
International bank down in Pioneer, that's what I deal with.
Is this a traditional bank that you can walk into?
Yeah, you can walk into the bank, yeah.
Okay, I need that routing number and that account number.
Oh, but I said I don't have no account.
Oh, okay, so would you like the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we can do that. So that card will take an additional 5 through 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for benefits, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Provide me your mailing address.
7798 Wheeler Power Road, Pine Hill, Alabama, 36669. Wait, let me see if I go. 7798 Wheeler Power Road.
What's that zip code?
Ma'am.
Zip code.
36769.
Okay, and has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am. Same thing. Yeah.
You received mail here?
Yes, ma'am.
Your phone number?
334-385-4765.
Your email address?
No, I don't have no email.
Okay, and to verify your mailing address, that's 7798 Willie Powell Road, Pine Hill, Alabama, 36769.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir, bear me one second. Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
Okay.
Okay, that first question I have here for you, sir, is what kind of Alabama license plate has been on your 1991 Nissan truck? Educational, affiliation, emergency, environmental, or vanity?
I don't have a Nissan truck. I have a Dollar Journey.
Which of the following colleges have you attended, or you never been to college?
I never been to college.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 128 Meadowlark Lane.
Say that again.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 128 Meadowlark Lane, 225 Buffington Drive, 2497 West Wind Trace, 3561 Hilton Avenue.
No, I don't know about the address there.
Did you file for receipt unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
When was the last day you went to work?
Oh, about 2 weeks ago. I had caught the COVID. And it's been about 2 weeks ago, and I haven't been back. I'm laid off. And I had to look on the paper real quick. Let me see if I can sign it. The day that I got this thing. Just, could you offer me 1 minute so I can sign the paper?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can give you once a minute.
Okay. Oh, here you go. Ma'am, okay. Hello.
I'm here.
Okay, it was a week from the, 31st, the first month, 31st, that when I got checked, I was negative, but it was a week, the last Monday before that, 31st, that was the last day I worked.
The Monday before last?
Before 31st, uh-huh. This is the day I had took off.
January the 31st?
January 31st is when I got negative. I was killed for the corona. I was positive that Monday before the 31st.
When was the last day you went to work, sir?
That's what I'm trying to tell you now, that Monday. Whatever date that Monday was.
Before the 31st?
No, ma'am. It was a week before the 31st.
Yeah, that was the 24th.
Ma'am.
That was the 24th, that Monday.
Okay, that's the last day I worked there. I'll be there with the wool. Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and since this most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am.
Why is that reason?
What do you say now?
Since this Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, sir?
Well, I've been able to work.
Yeah, like mentally and physically.
Oh, no. I ain't nothing. No, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. I can't hardly hear the good now. No.
So you've been able to work?
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, I could work. I got laid off.
Okay. Uh-huh. I'm just asking you these questions.
I got laid off. About me, I got laid off.
Okay, sir. So you said you had a hard time hearing?
I hear you now.
So do you work for yourself on a business? Or are you a corporate officer?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I probably don't even need to ask you a question because you say no, huh?
Yeah. I own my own business.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is the lowest hourly wage you accept?
Well, 10 hours a day.
No, how much like you would like to make?
What, hours a week or what?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about like, it's just a personal question. Like, I mean, it's up to you, like how much you think you need to get paid an hour. That's up to you.
Oh, like, about at least $15.
15? Okay, see, yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About an hour, something like that.
An hour?
About 40 miles.
Oh. Did your employer give you a date to return back to work? Did your employer give you a date to return back to work?
No.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Say that one more time.
Do you work for a union hiring call?
Do I work for a union hall?
Yeah.
How are you working in Woodward, logging?
Okay, and what was that job title description?
What I was doing, a saw hand, running a power saw, sawing machine. Saw hand, like a saw hand.
Lodging workers,
ma'am.
Lodging workers.
Logging working, yeah, I was logging.
What's the name of that company, sir?
Clint Bradford. And CMP Logan.
Clint Bradford Timber Corporation?
Right. There you go.
Okay. And the city and state this work was performed in?
Man.
The city and state this work was performed in?
Well.
What city this you was working in?
Oh, we'd be working different. You know, it'd be, Alabama, Mississippi, back and forth. You know,
oh, you're breaking up, sir. What's that city called?
Okay, Alabama?
No, city.
City? We go different areas. We're cutting the wood. You know, we log different places. Alabama and Mississippi, too. Different places we go.
Is your wages in Alabama?
Yeah.
Catherine, Alabama?
Alabama, yeah.
What's the phone number to this company?
Well, my boss man number is, I had to look on my phone. Give me 1 minute.
Okay.
Yeah. Give me confused a little bit. Just a minute. Can you hold it? Let me sign his number real quick. Looking through it, man. I'm
on my cell
phone, not looking for my number. Just a minute. Okay. 205-475-08-09.
When was the first day you started working there?
Oh, well, I believe it was in 2018 or 2019, something like that. I've been with about almost four years.
What month in 2018?
Yeah, I swear I can't remember that. I don't know. I can't remember that in my mind. I really don't know. I just say November, something. I don't know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You said 2018?
18 or 19, one telling them. I really don't know. I know I've been with almost 4 years, 3 or 4 years.
And why are you no longer working? Because laid off as no work is available?
Yeah.
Okay, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withhold for federal income tax?
Do we do what now?
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withhold for federal income tax? Would you like 10%? Would you like 10% taken out your check for taxes?
No, not really. I don't need to.
Okay. I'm gonna provide you with a 4-digit PIN, sir. Can you write this down?
Hold on 1 minute. Okay, I'm ready.
That is 0764. 0764.
Okay.
Okay, sir. So
go ahead, man.
I'm gonna tell you the information about that pen. I'm gonna give you some important information. So your the following instruction telephone numbers are very important. So it normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim, sir. However, mm-hmm. you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. So, sir, the unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. So your Career Center application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. So, in addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works Together. Write this down if you've got a pen and paper. AlabamaWorks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. So, with that 4-digit PIN I gave you, you have to file a weekly certification by phone or on the internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete your certification each week can result in a loss of benefits. So if you choose to file over the internet, that web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. Or what you need to do, you got to call every Sunday. You can either go on the line and do it, or you can call every Sunday. Mm-hmm. You're going to call next Sunday with that 4-digit PIN I gave you. That number is
1-800.
752-752-7389. Yeah, so you're going to call next Sunday.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
Mr. Mason, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me today?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and you take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.